This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Diana, as you can see, and I am the director of UCLA Mindful. And I'm happy to offer our ongoing group, which we've had now for, I think, 17 years, believe it or not. So we come together to practice mindfulness, which I like to define as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. And as we practice mindfulness, we find that not only do we become more mindful, but there's also a whole set of qualities that are associated with mindfulness that become stronger as we develop in our practice. So I wanted today to talk about an associated quality, which is the quality of courage. And in particular, I wanted to talk about it in relation to the loss of two icons that happened in the last couple of weeks, which were Dolly Parton and Gloria Steinem within a week of each other. And I'll talk about courage because I think both of them embodied courage in a very, very extraordinary ways. So I'll talk a little bit about them, and then we'll do some mindfulness practice. We'll do a meditation connected to courage, because these two women really, really spoke to me about courage. When I think of courage, the word courage comes from the word cur, which is Latin, and it's also French, heart. It comes from heart, and it's sort of the strength of heart. It's the ability to persevere in the face of difficulties. And if you think of both of these women, what they really embody is this quality. Make sure you're on mute, please. Thank you. If you look at both of these women, they embody these qualities of perseverance in the face of challenges. If you think about Dolly Parton, who grew up in poverty, had incredibly humble roots, and then became one of the most successful country music performers of all time, breaking into the music industry, and then creating this extraordinary legacy of compassion and care, championing literacy, philanthropy, and she is someone who sincerely made this world a better place. And then sadly, we had another one like a week later with the loss of Gloria Steinem, who put feminism on the map. As an investigative reporter and activist, she made women's lives better in this world. She steadfastly fought for her belief that women could change the world together. And she did it all with humor and compassion. So both women were courageous people who changed our culture for the better and who had extraordinary courage. So when we think about courage, courage is not, I can do anything, I'm so brave, I can step in anything. Like, I think that's a misconception about courage. Courage is inspired by challenges. We might be daunted by things, but it's a willingness to step forward and act even in the face of our fear, in the face of challenges. So it's not about always having it together and being brave. It's about moving step by step forward to achieve what you want to see in the world, be who you want to be in the world. And so we can all have courage, and we all, courage can come from mindfulness, because the more we learn about ourselves, the more we calm and still our mind, the more we can connect with what's important to us, and then ultimately act for what's important to us. So both of these women embody this extraordinary quality of courage. They went on to make, you know, just break through all sorts of barriers to change the world. And they did it in such extraordinary ways, right? It was so different, both of them so different, but yet this quality of courage rings true with both of them. So with that being said, let's meditate. We'll do some mindfulness, then we'll do courage and look at the places that we might want to develop more courage and how they can inspire us. So I just invite you to settle back and get comfortable for the meditation. Finding a comfortable posture wherever you are, on the chair. Maybe you're on a bed, maybe you're on a cushion on the floor, couch. So your hands resting where they're comfortable. Feet on the floor if you're on a chair, if that's accessible to you. Eyes closed. And some people actually like to meditate with their eyes open. So really, it's your choice. If you open your eyes, looking downward to not get too distracted. And we can take a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. Allowing ourselves to settle in more fully into this present moment. And it takes courage to be with ourselves in the present moment. It's not for the faint of heart. So just gently notice your body present here. You might scan your body, seeing if there's any areas of tension or tightness. And as you do that, you can soften, can take deeper breaths. So often the tension is in our stomach area. You might check out, is my stomach tight or tense? Taking a deeper breath. Relaxing your hands, feeling the tingling and warmth, coolness. Dropping your shoulders. And noticing, is your face kind of tight? Is the jaw clenched? See if you can allow that also to soften. And now noticing your whole body present here. So we can turn our attention to the sounds around us, the sounds in the room or outside the room. Listening to the sounds as they come and go. Some sounds seem constant, others just are abrupt. Often when we hear sounds, we start thinking about the sound. I like the sound, I don't like the sound. What is the sound? Let's simply listen. With curiosity, with interest. As you listen to the sounds, notice how it makes you feel. Does it feel soothing, relaxing, or is it annoying, or maybe there's no, you know, feel neutral towards it? Just to notice. For some people, this is a wonderful way to practice mindfulness, just listening to sounds, letting the sounds come and go, being present. Now, shifting your attention back into your body and noticing your body breathing. Feeling the natural breath in your body. You don't need to lengthen it or shorten it or anything, just whatever it's doing, its own natural rhythm. Finding where you feel the breath the clearest, Some people feel it in their abdomen as it rises and falls. So you might feel an expansion, a little pressure, a contraction, a pause. And then the next breath with an expansion, a contraction. Or at the chest, you might notice your shoulders rising, feeling some rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Or at the nose, people notice their breath there. There's like sensations of temperature change, there's tingling, there's slight movement. Finding your place. So many of you have been practicing a long time and you know where you like to notice the present moment. So it could be your breath and the abdomen, the chest or the nose, or if you preferred listening to sounds, which we did before, you can do that. So we want something to focus on. If you're new, just choose one for the rest of the meditation. They all work equally well. Then we do the practice that many are familiar with, noticing the rising, falling, or in, out, or the sounds changing. One breath ends, the next begins. And at some point, you might be with a breath or two, or a sound or two, and then your attention might get pulled away. You start thinking about something, planning, imagining, remembering. Your mind can really go anywhere. Sometimes it's just kind of spacing out. You're not even sure what you're doing. That's okay. It's very normal. This is what happens. At some point, there'll be a moment when you notice that your attention has wandered, and this is a moment of mindfulness. When that happens, you can use a soft word to notice it, saying thinking or wandering. And then redirect your attention back to your focus, back to the breath or back to the listening. And keep doing that over and over again. If you're new, start here. If you have more experience, you know that you can notice whatever is arising as it arises, either staying anchored at your breath and then noticing body sensations, emotions, thoughts, and so on, or having a more open awareness where you just follow the experience as it arises. So I'm going to be quiet for this part and we'll do, I don't know. Under 10 minutes in silence, and then I'll shift to the courage meditation. As we continue meditating, we'll shift to the courage meditation. I invite you to bring to mind a time in your life where you had courage. And this definitely does not have to be some kind of big dramatic moment, but just a time where you maybe you persevered in the face of something that was difficult, or you stood up for something you believed in, or you really were yourself in a way that took some courage or anything. See what comes to mind. And if you can't think of anything, you can bring to mind either Dolly Parton or Gloria Steinem, if either of those speak to you, or you, and contemplate their courage and their strength of heart and the work that either of them did for decades, standing up for what they believed in and making the world a healthier and saner place. So just bring to mind, so either your own courage, or maybe the cour their courage, or maybe there's someone else who embodies courage for you. So just bring that to mind. And as you think of this, what do you feel inside? What does courage feel like, just in the memory or the thinking of these other people who represent it? Like, what do you feel like? Maybe there's a sense of solidity or strength or power or openness. Maybe you're not exactly sure, but there's something going on inside that we might think of as courage. And to really cement it some, you might say some words like, I was courageous, or I could do it, or she was courageous, or they were courageous, they were brave, they were powerful, or even we were courageous, we did it. And notice how that feels if you can access that place of courage that I'm inviting you to stay with, right? Oh, this is what courage is like. Now let yourself bring to mind something you're not feeling courageous about these days. Maybe a place you wish you had more courage, or you haven't been able to persevere, where maybe the odds feel intense or strong. And this might be something that you're doing in your life, or it could be an outside situation or a relationship issue, or it could be about stepping into who you are in the world. Maybe it's been hard to have courage for that. And as you think about this challenge, how does that feel? Does it feel maybe not so great? Just breathe and notice. And then invite in the memory of when you did have courage, or Dolly or Gloria's courage, or someone else. As we say these words, may I open to courage. And repeat them in your mind. May I open to courage. May I one day open to courage. May I consider the possibility of one day opening to courage. Welcome, courage. So, as you say my words, or you might have your own words, Notice what happens as you invite in the possibility of having courage in this difficult situation. What happens inside me as I say these words, as I invite in the courage? And breathe and notice, may I open to courage? May I one day open to courage. May I consider the possibility of one day opening to courage. Welcome, courage. Checking inside and noticing how you're feeling. And let's now imagine this difficult situation that you're facing. Imagine how you would act with courage. How could you handle this? And this is just in our imagination. What would it be like if we brought courage to this situation? How would you handle it? Who would you be? Notice how that feels inside you, those qualities that we're evoking, this possibility of bringing courage into your life, inspired by the beautiful, beautiful lives of these two women. And now checking into yourself and noticing what you're feeling. And maybe you are feeling courage, and maybe there's some sense of how you might handle things, and maybe not. We can always say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this with kindness. May I hold this with kindness and courage and awareness. And then let's offer this idea of this courage and kindness and beauty going out into the world. And as we do this, we're going to play a song for you.
Beauty is a rare perfume, precious yet doesn't last long. Youth is but a playful breeze that blows our way once, then moves on. Love is a hidden treasure, some never find where it lies. And memory is a little bird that flies through life, never dies. Little bird, take me aboard your beautiful wings and let me fly. The sweet flower of beauty again. Let me run in the playful breeze of youth long gone with the wind. Let me sit for a while by the place where I found the treasure of love. Then sing me a song as you fly me along on our long last journey.
So let these words and the song just stay with us another tiny moment. As we take a breath and bring the meditation to a close, you can open your eyes when you're ready. That was a Dolly Parton song, obviously, from, I don't know, like the 70s, or it's called Little Bird. It's just so beautiful. I just wanted to play it in tribute to her and to just think about these two women who, especially for me, Gloria Steinem had a big impact on my life. So I hope you enjoyed our little tribute meditation today. And just to say a few words, our center has all of our free drop-in classes and events and programs. Our big thing coming up is our 20th anniversary celebration, which is both available online and in person. And this has there's you can we just stick some links up there that you can subscribe to our newsletter. Come join the celebration. It's free. It's going to be a day of mindfulness. It's going to be really wonderful to celebrate 20 years of mindfulness at UCLA. So the meditation next week will also be online. This is the time of the week when the hammer, time of the year when the hammer is doing repairs in the auditorium. So we come online for these 3 weeks. And everything is put on the UCLA Mindful app. So just enjoy. And I'll stay on for a few minutes if anybody has any questions or comments. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.